College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings. Intangibles! Featuring Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Topp, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. For your chance to win tickets today, we got a new code word. It's strings. Text the word strings to 20357. That's strings. Text that to 20357. If you want to buy tickets, go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. So we were at Miami Heat Media Day yesterday, kind of through our normal Monday benchmarks for a loop. The Heat. They started practice. I think they just start? They may have been practicing since 9:30, actually, now that I think about it. Let me see. Heat today at Boca.
When that they already get... doesn't sound very physical.
They started practicing at 10. So I think it's so they'll probably they probably got another hour to go. Something like
Did
that.
Did they practice twice?
I don't know what their setup is anymore, man. I'm not sure. But I know that they started there. They were supposed to start at 10 a.m. today. So they got that, and then they got a preseason game in Puerto Rico on Saturday against the Magic. With
why would you play? You know, you play the Magic first every year. Why would you play a preseason game against them?
I mean, this one I think is because they got a big fat check from Puerto Rico. So I think that's why. But
and look at who's on the don't they have a Puerto Rican basketball player on there? Isn't
Boncaro? Paolo?
Yeah.
No, he's Brazilian.
Brazilian. Okay.
Yeah. But he's good.
He's good.
He's good. So that gets going, but the Heat starting up camp, had media day yesterday. If you guys missed it, we'll bring you some of that. We will bring in Norman Powell if you missed that from yesterday. We had a parade of guys from the Miami Heat, so shout out to them.
Yeah, we actually, two or three guys. I think we got every single guy.
Pretty and much.
Certain guys made it a point to stop by. Bam was going, Bam was going to be Bam.
Yep.
And Tobin lit up like a Christmas tree. When young Yovi walked in.
Oh, so excited.
And didn't know Yovi had a bit of a...
Oh, he's got a potty mouth on him.
He got a potty mouth. I'm like, does he not know that those are no-no words?
Yo, I had to text Dan. I'm like, hey,
I was texting Dan the entire time. Yeah, I'm like, I know you're on your stuff, but I need you to make sure you heard this word.
There was a couple that slid by
because
the goalie.
Because he says it with an accent, and it snuck up on you.
Loose cannon.
I'm like, Yovi?
Loved it. But let us get Leroy. It is so we didn't get a chance to recap the weekend. Let us get to our game balls and game bums. Bum 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 bum. This guy's a bum. What do you got for us today, Leroy?
for my game bum, I'm going to do my game bum first.
It's your game.
It's got to go to the U.S. Ryder Cup team.
Oh.
And no matter how much of a comeback they made on Sunday, and it was must-watch TV, I would like to point out that you are the worst team event players in the world.
Yeesh.
Bum.
They can't do alternate shot. And the thing is this is something that has plagued the U.S. for years. Like, at times, they've overpowered people. You know, they've overpowered the European team. But now, think about this. More Europeans that end up on the Ryder Cup are competing with the U.S. players on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So they're ranked just as high as some of the U.S. players. It used to be with the Ryder Cup, there's four or five, you know, Europeans that only played on the European tour and you never heard of them. That's not the case anymore. You know pretty much everybody on the team. So, and they play really well. They do a lot of traveling together. The European tour is not everybody take their own private jet. It's a little bit different. So there's a lot more camaraderie. And you could see that with how they play alternate shot and team golf. The U.S. is a bunch of individuals, great players, but they always seem to struggle with that aspect of the Ryder Cup, even when they win. So they get my game bum, because those first 2 days, like, it could have been over at 1 o'clock on Sunday. That's Yeesh. How close they were to getting the cup.
What is your game ball?
My game ball is going to go one to Darren Waller.
Man.
Because I like, no matter what happens, I got to add that. And the Marlins. I was going to go game bum Mets, but, well.
With those salty-ass broadcasters?
No, we know. But the Marlins. Because I will tell you this. Marlins, you did something I didn't think you would be able to do. Right? You took and you had my attention and not only got me through two football season, but got me to the shaky parts of this football season with the Dolphins. I found myself watching a lot of baseball this year.
Here's the thing that I'm annoyed by with the Mets, and I heard this multiple times. Yes, I heard this from their stupid broadcast crew with Keith Hernandez and them boys. I heard this on ESPN Radio New York yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I really take umbrage with them having the audacity, and may I say the audacity, that they keep saying the Marlins are treating the Mets like their World Series. Dude, you're the Mets. Let's not lose sight of something, okay? And I just want to be clear here. You're the Mets! Okay? You're a clown-ass franchise. Dude, you are a bum-ass, second-rate citizen in your own city.
Talk it.
Do not tell me about the Marlins treating you like a World Series. What we treat you like is what we should. A division rival, and we spoiled your season. And if I hear you guys carry yourself like you're some blue blood franchise that in the Marlins' existence doesn't have one World Series, nay, two World Series that the Marlins do. So maybe you guys should start treating the Marlins like your World Series, you know, an actual champion in their existence, and maybe you guys will make the playoffs, because by my count, this has happened 4 times in your existence that the Marlins have ended your season. So maybe take it with a little bit more respect, because you jackasses sit there like you're something special. The Mets. Oh, meet the Mets. Beat the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. No, dude. How about this? You guys can actually be a little bit humble with your fake George Steinbrenner owner and act like what you are, which is a redheaded stepchild, basically expansion franchise on the ass crack of New York. It's enough already. I'm tired of you guys acting like you're something. Why? Because you stole Juan Soto with $700 gazillion? And great for him, by the way, sitting his ass. What a decision by him to go to the Mets. What a decision. Sitting on his ass cheeks in October. But what would we know about that? Because that was our World Series. No, your World Series every year is the winter meetings. Every single year, that's your World Series, Mets. And let me tell you something, dude. We're going to steal Polar Bear from you. That's right. Bruce Sherman is going to steal Polar Bear from you. And then what do you got?
Bums.
Wow.
How'd that 765 feel? It feels good, Soto, but you're not. You're watching us in the playoffs.
So ridiculous. Treating you like that once. Who are you? What franchise are you? You act like you have some actual standing in the history of Major League Baseball. It took you 900 years to get a no-hitter. The Marlins got a gazillion of those. And you ruined Johan Santana's arm.
He's just spitting gospel right now, man. Damn.
The Mets.
Tobin, when you
acting like the Mets are going to sit here and say anything. You're not the Phillies. You're not the Braves. At least I've had to deal with those teams being actual good. You guys are a laughingstock. Every team in the division has a World Series past the 90s except for you. The Nationals have a World Series.
Oh, he's just speaking gospel right now.
Are you kidding me? What in what world does that bum-ass franchise have any dictation over how people should act after a win? What would you know about it? We didn't even have mobile phones the last time you won a World Series. Hell, we barely had cars.
No, we did. We had cars. We had no.
Too much.
You can say beepers or something.
No,
like
we had the car phones. Those big ass car phones with the cords in them. That's the last time the Mets.
When the last time? 86?
86.
Yeah, that was my. I graduated from high school in 86.
The Jeez. Mets. Are you kidding me?
Like Dust Cattle was being blown underground when he was in high school. Man. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Anyway, glad you mentioned the Mets, Leroy. I really hate them.
Oh, you think?
I feel better now?
I wanted to give them the game bum, but I think
bum.
When we look at the Ryder Cup, I was more miserable watching 2 days of that garbage.
Can I give a game bum?
Sure.
Florida State.
Oh, look. Hey, Vlad, I had so many. Florida State.
That was a crowd. It was a lot of that was a lot of bums this weekend, right?
Yeah, but the thing is that I would say this: Florida State, if you're gonna play like that, and let's be clear, Virginia played well. It wasn't like five turnovers or all this stuff. No, they ran the ball down Florida, and I think I said during the game, I said, if y'all can't stop Virginia running the football, what y'all going to do with Miami, who actually has a big, giant offensive line with big, giant running backs?
It's not
what y'all
going
to do then?
What is the spread for this weekend?
Virginia?
4.5 Miami.
Wow. Just 4.5?
That's what I saw. It might have changed, but I did see 4.5 on Saturday night.
They do have – They do have some talent, right?
Well, I mean, if the receivers would just hold on to the ball. I've never seen a receiver fumble the ball without before getting hit.
Right.
And then the other one couldn't catch the ball in the end zone. He was just bobbling and juggling all that ball.
But you know what? In the last 2 or 3 years, is it safe to say that's so very Florida State, right? Just finding ways to lose and not closing games out. But kudos. Yeah, that's y'all ruining our feel good down here because we wanted, you know, the prime time. And are they still taking game day there?
No, it's going to Tuscaloosa. Not.
Tuscaloosa.
Right. Tuscaloosa? Mm-hmm.
Tuscaloosa. How do you say it?
Tuscaloosa.
Who cares?
Tuscaloosa.
So just call Alabama's it Sabanville. Just call it Sabanville.
Who's Bama playing?
Vandy.
Vandy.
Trying to get that revenge.
From last year.
Wait a minute. So Florida State.
Yeah, they messed it up. They effed up the goods.
They went to Vanderbilt, Alabama because you lost to Virginia?
Yep.
Holy smoke.
Very embarrassing.
Florida, if those two teams sniffed rankings.
Top 10. Sniffing the top 10, they go into Tallahassee or Miami. Yeah, but no, listen. Exactly. You know, they messed up the church's money. That's all. That's it. They screwed the pooch.
Oh, man, that was terrible. Like, you know what? And Michigan didn't play this week. I ain't have really nothing that I was looking at on Friday. And I found myself, you know, because, you know, Florida State people, they peacock. Right?
Dude, they peacock.
All the time. So, like I said, man, when I go to this golf course tomorrow, I sure would like to go with some ammo.
A lot of.
So I was doing some petty watching for reasons I can't even explain, you know. And I've never seen a school. Let me tell you something. There should be a world record for how many people got on that field when they rushed the field.
It was incredible.
That quick.
That looked like it looked like AI.
What, Virginia?
the way people were able to storm the field.
Now, this is what I was hoping for. I was hoping that might Florida State win. Just obviously for the juice of the game
right.
this weekend.
Of course.
But just to slow your roll. Slow your roll, student section. You guys swarmed all over here, and then what happens? What would have happened if Florida State pulled out the victory? You did all of that for nothing. For nothing. That happened to a team this weekend.
They had a premature swarming?
They had a premature swarming and then they lost. So, yeah.
The Bayern is on the field.
Student yeah. body.
But no, they
relax.
They didn't do it till a dude caught the ball, the pick in the end zone.
Yeah, but they trampled the kid. Like,
they
it was
on
really
top
bad.
Of him.
Yeah, but they were down there since the end of regulation.
There,
since the end of regulation, they were trying to get down there.
They were getting ready.
We'll,
we'll
take a break. Regular old second hours next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.